It's Rise FM, mid morning. Thank you very much for choosing us. It's All Things Health Talk, and we are joined by Andile Sithole as well as Jeffrey Mate. What do I call you? Nkululeko. Nkululeko Mate. They are the hearts behind the inspiring initiative, Let's Drive Change. One driver, one dignity pack. Absolutely love this. It's more than just a Youth Day celebration. This is a movement to restore dignities in our communities. Guys, Sanbonani, welcome to Rise FM. Thank you very much for coming. Andile sounds very shy.
Shy.
I'm so nervous.
No need to be nervous. No need at all. What you guys are doing is wonderful, but I think let's start with you. Let's talk about what began this wonderful initiative.
It all started as in a soccer tournament, but it ended up we wanted to make a purpose for the celebration and the commemoration of the June 16th.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Because of the other events that are happening, our youth nowadays, they are celebrating the Youth Day in a different way. Some they get on and dress on the uniform attire and go out there and have some bev and all those stuff. So we wanted to have the purpose, and the purpose was because behind this hygiene and the health issues that our young girls is facing. Mm. Some of them, they are coming from a very disadvantaged families. Yeah. So their dignity is not up to that standard. So we wanted to restore it and give them back their dignity.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think, why is it so important for you, especially as a man, to want to restore the dignity of a girl child?
Because my upbringing, I was a firstborn at home.
Yeah.
So it happens that I have to look after my younger sister.
Mm.
And the other issues where we are situated at Binari is a very disadvantaged community.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the young girls, they are all over the place, and you can see the need when you are a concerned community member.
Mm-hmm.
You can easily identify as a father. It can easily be a simple task for you to identify those young girls who are in really need of these sanitary towels, not to forget about the cosmetics as well.
Mm-hmm. Andile, I want us to go into sort of the mechanics of this initiative. I stand to be corrected. How have we involved taxi drivers into it?
Okay, firstly, we went to different stakeholders. We're inviting each and everyone who would be willing to come and be part of this.
Okay.
So taxi drivers are involved because they are the one who have a lot of people.
Okay.
I think I do make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. I love this. What are the mechanics? How do people get involved?
People get involved by donating. We've created drop zones. We believe that we're also going to create one here as well.
Yes.
We have a drop zone at Eblomini Chilas at Binari.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to be having another drop zone that's going to be initiated or implemented today at the Top Star Taxi Rank.
Okay.
Yes, we're also having a drop zone at a Riverside Mall where the Metatex parks. So we are trying to stretch, and we are also trying to avail ourselves. People can get on hold of us on the Eblomini Chilas or here at Rise FM and come and drop it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, for those that are listening right now, for the people who want to make a difference, what specific items are the most important that we're asking people to drop?
It's sanitary pads,
uh-huh.
Cosmetic, for instance, toothpaste.
Okay.
Roll-ons, because some of those kids, they don't have those things.
Yeah.
Also, school jerseys.
Okay.
Yes.
Love that. School jerseys. So we've got school jerseys, sanitary towels, toothpaste, roll-ons.
Even lotions. Those are part of
and
cosmetic.
This drive or this initiative is until when?
If it was for me,
yeah,
I would want this to continue until
forever. Yeah.
Until the rest of my life. Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Because there's a need for this.
Actually,
I still don't understand why there aren't so many outlets where they can access sanitary towels
for free.
For free.
Yes, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you're right.
For free.
Sure, it is. Yeah, I mean, you know, when you put it like that, it is quite. it's a big question that I think a lot of people have, you know.
Yes.
We have so many outlets that offer things like protection.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, but we don't have a lot of outlets that offer sanitary towels. This is something that every girl is going to go through, something like this.
Yes.
But it's not every girl that will be able to have access to go to a store and buy it. So to know that there are fewer outlets that offer that support really is heartbreaking. And, you know, I mean, we hope that there will be a change. And thank you to you guys for starting such a wonderful initiative. I really, really hope that people are going to come through. So if you would like to drop off sanitary towels, a toothpaste, toothbrush, a roll-on, please, please come through. Or school jerseys, you did mention.
Yes.
Please come through. We are at the Grove Shopping Center. Rise FM is also a part of this drive. And we are encouraging everyone to come through and drop off something, because any or everything that has been mentioned here today is needed by somebody.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Somewhere, somehow.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is the truth. Guys, thank you very much for coming onto the show. We hope this drive is going to drive some change into somebody's life. But siyabonga kakhulu.
Siyabonga thina for having us.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so happened. We're looking forward.
We are looking forward to it. Yes. Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's Rise FM.